Okay, good afternoon. Disappointing loss, obviously. We weren't able to make the plays at the end there that we needed to be able to win the game. Give Kansas City a lot of credit. They did. They started fast. We weren't able to get anything going early on in the game, and we're playing from behind. I thought our guys did a great job of fighting all the way till the end and getting back into the game, and we were in position a couple times where we were close. And one break, one play, we would have been able to tie it up or go ahead. I think that guys are learning that we need and have to be consistent. We have to be able to play the same way at all times. And when we do, we can play and go toe-to-toe with anybody in the league. So this will be a learning experience. We have our division game coming up next week. We'll have to get over this quickly, which we will, and we'll be ready to play Baltimore next week. There were some positives in the game. I thought the play of Jason Campbell in bringing us back, leading us back, especially in the second quarter as we got going there, made a lot of plays for us. I thought the second half play overall, offensively, defensively, and on special teams was good. I think we were efficient for the most part with the crowd noise. We had a few issues with that, but in this place, I thought overall we did a pretty solid job of that. We had a number of sacks. The pass rush improved from something that we had been wanting to do. And I think the special teams play was good against an outstanding group. Obviously, the things that we need to work on that need to be better is we had too many big plays that we allowed in the first half. Our third down percentages in the first half were not good. In the second half, they were outstanding. So we have to, again, keep working on that. I think we did make some adjustments at halftime that helped us. And we just can't get off to the slow start that we had. And obviously there was a few plays that were critical in that game and a few penalties that we had that were critical in that game. I'll take questions.
You chose to use your timeout pretty early. Why did you do that?
I thought that gave us the best chance of being able to get the ball back with plenty of time. And if need be, we could get two possessions out of it if we had to. So extending the game at that point, in my belief, is the right decision. Otherwise, you're letting 40 seconds burn off the clock and you're down to the two-minute mark.
If either way, you felt it was probably one more possession for you guys? If you hold them, if you don't hold them?
One with around 4 minutes left gives us more options in what we can do between, mixing things, personnel groups, the types of plays you're running, and knowing that if we had to, potentially we could get one, you can get the ball back late if it happens that way. But just giving us the most amount of time and extending the game.
Would you say that Jason Campbell provided this kind of spark that you were looking for, similar to kind of like Brian did earlier in the season?
Just at first glance, he made some big plays for us. I think his leadership was key in us being able to hang in there and keep fighting through the early deficit. Again, we'll have to go back and look at the tape to see from an X and O standpoint how he played. But, at first glance, he did some really good things out there. He did. And obviously, the protection and the lack of sacks, or the good protection, I should say, for three quarters, really, and it gets tough down at the end when they know we're throwing and we have to throw to get back in the game. It's an outstanding rush group, but I thought overall he did a good job of getting the ball out, and our line did a good job of protecting.
When you make a Devon Best on Friday, you talked about not dropping the ball, and he drops a punt on top of that.
Yeah, Devon is everything you could ask for in a pro, and how he approaches, and a guy in the locker room, and what he does. I know those are plays that, he's wishes he could have back, and there's nobody that feels worse than Devon on those plays. We just have to be better next game.
That fumble punt really hurt you in terms of timing and field position?
Well, it was a critical play in the game. It was a tough play. The kick was short and really falling. It looked like it was falling off, and Devon had a long ways to go to catch it. And got it on the run. I don't think he got it clean, and just couldn't hold on to it. He sprained his knee. We'll look into it. Obviously, he wasn't able to return, so we'll look into it when we get back. His experience and just overall was a big part of that, and certainly he's played here before, and it's a tough place to play. It's a noisy place, and him knowing that dynamic and having played here and been successful before, was definitely a plus.
What do you attribute the defense in the second, the switch of the defense in the second half and the first half?
Well, I think that, there was a number of things in the first half, some missed assignments, some things that we and again give Kansas City a lot of credit. They did a lot of things, formationally, and it affected us. But I think the guys just stepped up in the second half, and we made a few adjustments from a scheme standpoint and some of the things we did. Yeah, there was his primary receivers. We're covered pretty tight, and so he just rolled back out to the right, trying to make a play, and threw it back across, and we were close to having a chance right there to get the first down. It's a good play by him. He scrambled and did some good things at the end of the game.
Do you think Devon would have had it if he held on?
I'm sorry?
Could you tell if Devon would have had the first down if he held
on? I think it was pretty close. It looked like he dove, and I don't know if he would have rolled short of the first down or not. I'll handle that the same way. We'll look at the film and then we'll, evaluate guys at that point, and then we'll go from there on that.
It would have been critical for that position to produce something today after what they've been through. Do you think is that one thing you accomplish in this game is restoring confidence in the quarterback position?
Well, like I said, at my first glance, I thought that Jason did a great job of a lot of things. The leadership, bringing us back, putting us in position and making some plays that we needed out there.
Did you like the way Gordon bounced back after not having big numbers last week?
Yeah, I did. I think that, again, as you look at young players, there's going to be, some weeks where they're great and do great things. Being consistent is always one of the challenges for young guys, and I think that Josh came to play today, had a big game, and really obviously helped us immensely in moving the ball and being able to generate some points.
How much does Jason's scrambling help, especially in today's NFL, attacking?
Well, it's big. And he's strong as well. So some of the scrambles, he was able to get away from a guy grabbing onto him and break away. And then he obviously can run. And, I think you saw that a number of examples of that today.